Next patient is Willie Dunbar. The last name is D-U-N-B-A-R. Clinical case of an 84-year-old male that has a history of CKD stage 3B. In the past, the patient was a heavy smoker. He has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia that are the factors responsible for the nephrosclerosis that the patient has. The patient has continued to improve the general condition. He is following the diet. The blood sugar is under better control. However, the patient has lost weight, and he is concerned about it because he doesn't have any appetite. The things that he used to like, he doesn't like them anymore. That's what he says. The latest laboratory workup on November the 28th, 2023, the serum creatinine 1.94, the BUN is 30.8, and the estimated GFR is 33.5. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with the 100 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is within normal range. Following number, the patient has a hemoglobin A1C of 7.1, which is better blood sugar control. Following number, the patient has weight loss. He is with a BMI that is 23, and he is concerned about the weight loss. For that reason, we are going to use Megestrol, M-E-G-E-S-T-R-O-L, 40 milligrams POBID for a month. Following number, vitamin D deficiency, that is on supplementation. Following number, history of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The patient quit smoking 18 years ago. There is no exacerbation history of the pulmonary disease. Following number, the patient has a history of a tumor in the stomach. A resection was made. The patient is cancer free. He's followed by GI. If the patient develops gastrointestinal symptoms, I will refer him back to the GI doctor for further evaluation, given the history of cancer in the stomach. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face, 23 minutes. In the documentation, 8 minutes.